Global Awareness by Clyde L. Pilkington Jr. I would have you be experts concerning good and naive concerning evil, Romans 16:19. We're plagued by global awareness, continuously bombarded from all sides with sensational circumstances. Social media and the 24-hour news cycle relentlessly present the shocking evils of the world. This not only is unprecedented, but unnatural. Simply put, we're not designed to know about all of the tragedies of the world. We are manipulated by the powers that be, who seek to promote and exploit evil, the shock factor, for personal gain. The worst events from communities worldwide are featured. We simply were not meant to be exposed to that much evil and are certainly not equipped to deal with it. It is toxic to the soul. Despite living in the wicked age and man's day, the world is nonetheless full of good people trying their best to love and care for their families. Yet, it's the evils of the world that get all the attention, making the news media so detrimental. Such presentations are large distortions of reality, and any news of good events is relegated to a 30-second spot at the end of a news segment. Similarly, John Eldridge shares, "Your soul was never meant to know the news of the world. Human beings were meant to live in small, organic communities of about 150 people. You're not supposed to know about the tragedies taking place in far-off lands. We think that to be a responsible human being, we need to pay attention to current events. We think that we need to know the tragedy of every corner of this world." That's one of the internet disciple lies we've all been taught. You're not made to digest all of this media. You're supposed to know about your community and your family and focus there. You're just not meant to know the heartbreak of the world. And guess what? You knowing changes nothing, except the weight you carry on your shoulders. You were never meant for this. Your brain was not created for omniscience. So, learn to reduce your news intake if you want to reduce anxiety. Shrink your world back down to a human size. You're not being irresponsible, you're being human. Learning to reduce your news intake not only will positively impact you, but it will also impact your family. You pass this anxiety to them without even realizing it. Make your world smaller if your soul craves peace. This isn't giving up. It's not apathy. It's choosing every single day to let go of the burdens we were never meant to carry. Accordingly, past generations really knew the evil only of their own local community, not such grand-scale evil. For example, a typical medieval European village contained between 10 to 30 families, consisting of approximately 50 to 150 inhabitants. On a daily basis, folks would have known about the tragedies only of members within their tight-knit communities, not much else. Consider this. According to statistics, the percentage of newsworthy incidents in the United States is about 5% per capita per year. This percentage includes violence, destruction, suicide, natural disaster and accidental death, mass shootings, war, etc. At such a rate, considering even the highest end of one's historical circle of awareness, 150 community members, the number of newsworthy incidents would be approximately 8 per year, or one episode every 45 days. Even if community tragedies were doubled to 16, with each having a news soundbite of 5 minutes, there would be an average of only 80 minutes of news a year, or 13 seconds of news a day. We are not built to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We are not emotionally equipped for such information without becoming numb and emotionless, with such tragic information easily being reduced to fascination and entertainment.